guys are in for a treat this morning because I am not preaching. Praise God. We'll talk after church, Sherry. I am super excited. God calls us all with different gifts and talents and abilities. Amen? And I am excited because I believe that the Lord is calling this person to preach the Word of God and to help us grow closer to Him. And so this morning, Bart is going to come and give us the Word and preach continuing in our series called To More. And so will you just give it up for Bart as he comes this morning to bring the Word to us.
Wait a minute, I did that wrong because Bev won't be able to hear me. So, good morning. Hey, it's a tough one to follow, this guy. I was going to cut on him. I was going to trash him, but I don't know if you guys will get it. I see these Christmas lights up still. And I'm thinking of a certain county. They keep them up year-round, and I asked him this morning, I know you want to push for a church in Big Horn County, but come on, it's time for the lights to come down. Okay, that wasn't nothing to do with what I'm preaching about today. And this next thing I'm going to say is it's not having nothing to do with what I'm going to preach about either. But I got to tell this joke. Well, this young kid, he just got out of seminary and he was so excited and got his first church. So he worked and worked and worked on his first sermon, and he got there about an hour early for church and practiced several times on it. And so it got about 10 o'clock, and there wasn't nobody there. Nobody showed up. So he says, well, I'll give it about 10 more minutes, and we'll see. Maybe they're just running late. So he runs 5-10 minutes, and pretty soon this old cowboy shows up and sits down way in the back, and he goes, oh, wow, well, I'll give it 5 more minutes. You know, he went and greeted him and said, hi, how you doing? And the cowboy, you know, he's nice. And he says, I got to say, I've been working hard on this sermon for, a couple weeks now, and I'd really like to, since you're my first congregation, I'd really like to do it. Would you mind? He says, no, I came all the way to town. I want to hear it. So the kid gets up there, and he says he spills, and he goes about 1 hour and 10 minutes. And he goes, amen. And so he gets done. He goes and talks to the old boy, and he says, well, what'd you think? He said, let me tell you this, son. When I go out to feed the cows, and there's only one cow, I don't feed him the whole ton of hay. Okay. Now I'm going to go to my cheat sheet, if I can read my chicken scratch. What I'm going to be talking on today is Matthew 5, 21 through 26. And I came out of the NLT for my... because it's simple for me to read. So that's what I'm going to be reading from today. You have heard that our ancestors were told, you must not murder. If you commit murder, you are subject to judgment. But I say, if you are even angry with someone, you are subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, you're in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you're in danger of the fires of hell. So if you're presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar. So this is about anger, not necessarily about murder that I'm going to be preaching on today. And I shared some things with Pastor Brandon about my past, and Boy, he thought, well, maybe this might be a good one for you, because I haven't always been an angel like you always thought. What are you laughing at? But anyway, Jesus says that anger leads to murder if you don't take care of it. So what he's saying is anger leads to a lot of things, and I can testify to that myself. My anger led me to places I shouldn't have been. If I'd have followed Jesus back in them days, I might have been an angel or close to it. But I ended up finding Jesus the hard way. I threw a cop over a car hood, and my anger was induced by booze. And I found Jesus in the jail cell. You know, they say you found jailhouse Jesus. Well, he's real. I'm sitting there praying about it and said, Jesus, get me out of this. And I'll do whatever you, I lied again, but I'll do whatever you wish of me. So it wasn't 10 minutes later, my brother comes in, hey, bud, I got the lawyer to get you out of it, but guess what? You're going to join the service. So I went in the service, and then I found, when I was in the service, I found a real good Christian lady, and I put up with her for 36 years. So he keeps working on you through your anger. I mean, nobody's perfect. You're always going to have anger, but you've got to go to the right place, and the right place is Jesus and the Word. Okay, where am I going next, Pastor Brandon? I did that. Okay, what do we do? What's our response? Our response is to get into the Word. And that'll help you out tremendously. And if you have any questions, go to somebody that knows the Word. Myself, I'd probably go to Pastor Brandon, but anybody that you're comfortable with that knows the Word to help with your issues. It don't have to be anger. It can be a lot of things. Go to the Word and let the Holy Spirit guide you. I mean, I grew up in the Lutheran church, and I knew there was Jesus, and I knew there was God, but I really never did figure out the Holy Spirit until later, and how that Holy Spirit guides you. And so you might be there, you might not be there. I mean, I know a lot of people that have great things happen to them, and all of a sudden, in a flash, you're there. It wasn't me. It took some beatings. It took some downright bad things to happen to me, and I finally seen the light. But that was my response. So if you are having problems, it's like Pastor Brandon asked you to come, please come and talk to him, because it'll help you out through anger and any kind of trouble you have. But anger is the root of all evil. I can tell you, it done some terrible things in people's lives. So, okay. And the Holy Spirit is your guide. The Holy Spirit can come to you in different ways. I mean, I always thought my dad, he was always good to everybody. But until I realized, well, that was just the Holy Spirit coming out in him. The Holy Spirit was coming out in how he treated people. I mean, he didn't go rolling down the aisle like I thought when I came to this church. I'd see a lot of that. But but that the Holy Spirit speaks to everybody in different ways. I mean, Holy Spirit is our guide. And that's the help of Jesus and God through the Holy Spirit. And that is what I try to get across with anger. Don't let your anger get out of control, because it'll get nothing but trouble. And I'm short. I always am. You'll never be late for lunch when I preach. So that's basically all I have. and you told me I'd be nervous, and I am. But if you have any problems, please go to somebody. I don't know how Pastor Brandon knew I was going to say that, but he did. If you have a problem with anything, please see somebody about it before it gets out of control, like some of us did when we were younger. I mean, I could go on forever how bad a kid I was, but I was not a very nice person. I'd rather fight than do a lot of things. If I'd have found God when I should have, I mean, I was exposed to it, but I just never, that's for sissies, I ain't doing that. Come here and I'll beat you up. And I know a lot of you have been that way, but I'm not looking at anybody. But thank you for listening to me, and sorry I'm so short. I just get to the point and get her done. But thank you, folks.
Man, thank you, Bart, for bringing the word. I was telling Bart as we were meeting this week, I said, as Bart said, I said, you know, you'll probably be a little bit nervous first time you get up here to preach, but that's all right. I said, the first time that I ever preached, I had never preached on a Sunday morning before, and Kinsey and I, we had just started dating in November, and I went during Christmas to go meet her family for the first time. And her dad is also a pastor. So not only do I have the pressure of meeting her parents for the first time and making a good impression, but he asks me to preach on Sunday morning. And I've never done that before. I practiced that sermon so many times. It always came out at 36 minutes is how long I preached when I practiced. I got up there. I was so nervous that next day. I preached that entire sermon in 12 minutes and 46 seconds. And I didn't miss a word, okay? So it takes a lot of boldness to get up here and to preach, and I'm so thankful for Bart, you know. But he has some good words, so think about it, ponder on it, and like he said, if you need to talk to somebody, come talk to somebody. That's what we're here for.